pitcher, if you will. An individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features, nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum radio show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum radio here on FlatDaddy.com.
George Stevens from the Jonestown, the George Jonestown. Don't try it again. Hey, this is Bill Moseley, and you're listening to the George Stevens and the George. Well, just listen anyway. What is it again?
Josephus and the George Jonestown Massacre.
Exactly. Just what I said. Thank you very much.
Nah! since you turned my life around, I'm a much better drunk without you. Ain't got no plans to stop drinking.
Carmen Lee and the Tomorrow River 2, and you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show live here on FlapDaddy.com.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. Take my man, Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Beauty is beyond compare with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin, eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain. And I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Now I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but don't you know what he means to me, Jolene? Jolene, 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 Jolene. taken, even though you can. You can have your choice, man, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him, even though he can. Jolene, Jolene, please don't take my.
Maybe an ambassador to England or France. You might like to gamble, you might like to dance. Maybe the heavyweight and champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. You're gonna have to serve somebody. You're gonna have to serve somebody. Oh, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord. You're gonna have to serve somebody. Serve somebody. Might be a rock and roll addict and prancing on the stage. You might have drugs at your command, a woman in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor or they may call you chief. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
I know Henson. I'm 25 year old and I'm making my first recording, and I'd like to send it back to my girl back home, damn bitch. She inspired it. Let's play it, boys.
From jail to hell, I ain't done nothing to deserve this time I serve, but I'd steal or kill to find my way back to her. There's a fox back home robbing the roost, stealing my chickadee. When I catch them, I'll cook their goose, just you wait and see. From jail to hell, it's all the same to me. Play your violin. Where's that steel guitar? I got a score to settle way back home. Chickadee has been unfair. Let me out, warden. I promise to return, and you can fry me in your electric chair. From jail to hell, my whole damn life has been a shame. Chickadee
and her fox will soon feel the wrath of my pain. From jail to hell in my town, it's the only game. Thank you. Is that a take? Y'all, was that a keeper? I'd play it again if you want me to. Huh? What? Contract. In the shadows, I never see no light. You won't catch me running from no down fight. I pick and sing, I got it to do, and I'm a coming, darling, to a town near you. Well, you ain't seen nothing like me before. I'm the king of country western to the doors. That's right. Now all you mans, take one step back, and I'll show your womans just how to act. I can hold my liquor and talk a blue streak, and I can do it all night long, every night of the week. No, you won't catch me passing out on the floor. I'm the king of country western troubadours. And when I sing chart-topping country western hits, all the women scream and their husbands have a jealous fit. Country western, baby, that's all I play.
To visualize, let's see, Richard Nixon, Elvis Presley, maybe Count Dracula, and yeah, a little bit of Lassie thrown in there, and of course, you come up with The Unknown Henson, taken from his Target Practice album. Those are a couple songs from that. We heard the King of Country Western Troubadours, of course, he's definitely that, and we started that off with a song called From Jail to Hell. Again, The Unknown Henson, great band. Right before that, we heard from the band Mountain, Leslie West and the boys, their album they released last year called Masters of War. And of course, judging from the album title, you probably realize that it's covers of Bob Dylan songs, and that's exactly what it is. And we played a couple right there, fantastic versions, totally different than the original Dylan, but we heard Serve Somebody and Highway 61. Right before that, Carmen Lee sent me this song, and she had just recorded it, and these are her words, and she had no practice on it, and just sat down and recorded it the first time, and that was the first run through. And she sent me that song, and I was happy to put it on there. Again, Carmen Lee, a great artist. I've played her quite a bit over the last few months on my show. And the song was a cover of a Dolly Parton song. But Carmen says she heard this version, or mainly got the version from The White Stripes. And, of course, that was Jolene. And I appreciate Carmen sending me this tune. And check out more from Carmen Lee on her MySpace. Before that, we heard a couple from the album Sweet Pickle Grits. And, of course, that was the Barefoot Hookers and another fantastic band, so go to their MySpace also and check out more from the Barefoot Hookers. Right before that, a band we featured here a couple weeks ago on the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show from the album Smothered and Covered, that was Josephus and the George Jonestown Massacre, their version of the song called Jerk You Off My Mind. And we started tonight off with the feature artist, Bootleg Tonight, Wayne Hancock, and that was his song Wild, Free, and Reckless. And here pretty quick I'm going to be playing a bootleg that was recorded November 14th of last year. And again, the same taper that taped the Hank 3 show that I had in my podcast about 2 weeks ago. The taper is Sixes and Sevens. And like I said, this is at the Kent State Folk Festival in Kent, Ohio. And what this is a fantastic set with Wayne Hancock. And joining Wayne on a few of the songs is Joey Elkhorn and Don Helms. And of course, Don Helms, if you're familiar, he's one of the Drifting Cowboys, the original Drifting Cowboys. And it was fantastic to have him on there as well as Joey Elkhorn with Wayne Hancock. And I'm going to play a nice little 40-minute set from that night. So stay tuned for that here coming up. I want to thank Andrew over at Section86.com for putting my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show up for podcast every Tuesday morning, 8 a.m. over at Section86.com. And if you tuned in earlier tonight, you probably caught Lefty X's show. He has a show called LP Sides Only, and he plays half sides from vinyl albums for 3 hours every Friday night from 9 p.m. until midnight Eastern Time, right before my show. He's also on other times during the week. And if you go to flatdaddy.com and check out the live shows links, you'll find out times and dates of other programs that are on besides mine and Lefty X's. We have Misfits Radio. We also have the show called The Rat with your host Tap Rat. There's Sports One with Larry, and there's just a variety of other shows on there. And if you don't find a show you like on there, hop on there and make your own show up. That's what Flap Daddy does. Flap Daddy is a pretty cool site. Not only is it similar to the MySpace, it has a nice encoder on there where if you have a video camera, audio, you can make up any show that you want, and Flap Daddy will broadcast it for you. So it's a really good deal over here at flapdaddy.com. And in the future, here in a couple weeks, it's going to change a lot. There'll be a big change around here at flapdaddy.com, and we're looking forward to that. So stick around and stay tuned. And if you get a chance to check out flapdaddy.com and browse around, we certainly appreciate that. Well, I'm not going to waste any more time. I'm going to get into this Wayne Hancock bootleg. And as I said before, this features Don Helms and Joey Elkhorn on quite a few of the songs. So enjoy this if you will, and we'll talk to you on the other side of this. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here on flapdaddy.com.
What'd you say, Hank 3? No, he didn't write this one, right? I wrote it. I'll do one of his later on.
You're the best.
No, man, you're the best. I'm a musician.
There's a big black cloud flowing in from the west. Well, I've been driving all day, Lord, I so could use some rest. There's a motel up ahead where I can unwind. Gonna show up thunderstorms and neon signs. I grew up on the road from thank you.
whenever I hear the wheel begin to whine, you take me back to another time. So could use some rain. There's a motel up ahead where I can unwind. Go to shore of thunderstorms and neon signs. Go to shore of thunderstorms and neon signs. Songs and E.
Stranger knocking on my door. He told me You walk the road. dream world fell apart. With the blues from waiting, Lord, I've been waiting too long. The blues have got me crying. Oh, sweet mama, please come home.
Hit a honky tonk blues. Hey, Lord, I got on. They gonna lay down the law about the honky tonk blues. Yeah, the honky tonk blues. Yeah, what I got on. I got a honky tonk blues. I'm gonna say I played with Don Helm. Cool. This turned out all right here. I thought I was just going to get him for a song or so. Thank you.
play on my stage anytime. We'll go all night. Like, you want to do some more? You want me to surprise you some more? You want me to
do some
songs on the list? Like, give me more.
We'll do
it. We could do a Jimmy Swan song, which is a lot like a Hank Williams song. In fact, I think they toured together. Or at least it says in his liner notes he toured with him. Maybe he was lying, but. Here's one called Honky Tonkin' in Mississippi. It's the name of the song. I'll try not to run off with it. It's in the key of A. That's an alcohol.
Way, way down south, where I was born, you take a good look at woman and a jug of corn and go honky tonkin'. Yeah, honky tonkin'. You take a miss and a sip, honky tonk all night long. Well, if you were to fly, we ain't got nothing to do. Let's go step and baby.
Says he's tired now. Folks, big round of applause for Mr. Don Helm. This man is a legacy. Let's see you get on your feet out there. All right. Thank you a lot for coming up here, man. Someday when I get up to the big place in the sky, I'm going to try for your band. Folks, I'd like to introduce the band to you. Let's go ahead, Don Helms in our band. That was a treat. We got this big fellow over here. This is Huckleberry Johnson on the Doghouse bass tonight. Huckleberry. Huckleberry. We got Johnny Edward, Johnny. Is it Edward? Is it Jonathan or John? I'll just give it. Edward Johnny Beeble on the lead guitar right here. And I'm Thomas Wayne Hancock III right here. Well, you can call me Wayne. lot worse than that. Folks, on the way out of here, if you go by, there's some folks selling CDs. I know Joey's got some for sale. You got anything for sale up here? Okay. All right. We got some stuff to sell. If you want to get any of that on your way out, you're more than welcome to. It'd be better if you did, because they're not. I don't believe they're in Walmart. I don't think. If they are, then I'm going to complain. Thank you.
just a kid like you. And now I'm Lord, too late to pray. Lord, I paid the cost on the lost highway.
Wait, no,
given the sign by my woman to do one more song, which means I gotta do one more song. I know they told you. They're always doing that, you know, telling other people to tell me. And I just... Sorry, folks. Every once in a while, my other side comes out and he's a real son of a bitch, you know. Folks, I'm having a great time. I guess you can tell that. Christian. I know that Don and everybody appreciates y'all coming out. I appreciate y'all coming out. We've had a great time tonight, and I thank you so much. Let me do one more song here. Good song to play on my 5-string guitar. Folks, please drive careful because I might be driving tonight. I'm not a very good driver. So.
Watch out,
Bill. Eight of my life and nine are already gone, you know. Got one more. All right. It's a song where everybody lives on the outskirts of town, and you know, you go home, you want to take the back roads because cops are always on their highways. If you know where you're going, you can go pretty damn fast down them side roads.
That's right.
That's how I rolled my last van, actually.
Well, I feel a little tired and I think I'm gonna go back home. Well, I feel a little tired and I think I'm gonna go back home. But if don't see no cops in the trip, I won't take that long. Well, I'm gonna be flying tonight on the old highway with no drunks around. Ballin' Jack on the open road where no cops are fine. I gotta go 100 miles to get back to my town. Well, Johnny Law's working north on a 35. Go 281 and catch myself a scenic drive. Well, I'm gonna be flying tonight on the highway with no drums to find. I'm gonna be ballin' Jack on the open road with no cops to find. I gotta go 100 miles to get back to my town. Oh,
what you gotta do. Man, you better lay out them rocket, Lord, let it go on. Well, I'm gonna be flying tonight on the highway when those drunks are bound. I'm gonna be balling jack on the open road where those cops are bound. I gotta go 100 miles, get back to my town. I was making faces at my woman. I don't know where she went. She left. Folks, y'all have yourself a good night and a good morning. I'll see y'all later. So long, folks. I'm waiting to train him. Good night.
Recorded just a short while ago, November 14th, 2007, that of course was Wayne the Train Hancock, with special appearances by Don Helms of the original Drifting Cowboys, as well as Joey Elkhorn, and just a fantastic sounding bootleg. And taper credit on this one is goes to Sixes and Sevens. That's the name he goes by. He was the one that did my Hank 3 and Ask Jack bootleg I played on my first podcast at section86.com just a couple weeks ago. And like I said, Sixes and Sevens does a fantastic job, as do all these tapers, and I appreciate all their ass-busting work they do to get out there and document these shows. And again, at the Kent State Folk Festival in Kent, Ohio, November 14th, 2007, that was Wayne the Train Hancock, Joey Elkhorn, along with Don Helms. And if you didn't get a chance to hear this whole set, I'm not going to run through the song list I just played, but this show will be podcasted Tuesday morning, 8 a.m. Central Time at section86.com. And of course, besides my show at section86.com, you have Blake Clayton's It Burns When I Pee. His monthly podcast is there, and he's doing really well with this show, and I appreciate everything Blake has done to get me here at section86.com with my podcast of the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, and I appreciate everything Blake does. And his show, It Burns When I Pee, I think he's on his 13th episode now, and it's just a fantastic show, and he does a great job with it. Still to come on the show tonight, we have our album and CD review with Jared Morningstar. This week is more like a MySpace review of the band The Fat Dave Crime Wave from Canada. Just a fantastic band, and I hope you stick around to hear that here pretty quick. And as always, I appreciate everybody who's tuning in while you're browsing around the internet or hanging out in the chat room with us. You guys are the ones that keep these kind of shows going. And if you get the time to check out flapdaddy.com, we certainly appreciate that. You'll find other shows like Lefty X's LP Sides Only, Misfits Radio, The Rat with your host Tap Rat. You have Sports One with Larry, and a variety of other shows. We appreciate you checking out flapdaddy.com when you can, and help support these kind of internet radio shows like ours. Well, I'm going to get back into the music right now. I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here on flapdaddy.com. We'll be right back.
on these pills and my need to stay clean. There's a monkey on my back, the Lord knows what he's saying. Look me in the eye, stand up on your feet. Don't close your eyes tomorrow, I'm what you're gonna see. I'm the newest vehicle, I will travel inside your head. The one who understands life is better.
Dig that chick.
Huh, she's groovy.
Hey, man, are you ready for that spade? Wow.
He's groovy. All spades are groovy.
Dig that chick. She's groovy.
Yeah, she's groovy.
Right.
Hey, dig that.
She's not groovy.
Mm-hmm.
Peace, baby.
You talking to me, man?
Sure, baby. Come on over here. I want to do a thing with you.
You want a roofer?
No, man.
Reaper?
Forget it.
Ringer?
Where's your miniskirt?
I forgot it! Oh, I knew I should.
Cool it, lady. Don't get uptight.
Come over here in the light so we can check your body paint. Faded San Francisco Art Nouveau.
Sure, she must be an oldie.
Are you holding?
Natch! Jackson, of course I'm holding. I got it right. Oh, you took my stash from me. This is a frame-up.
Dig, Larry. Aspirin.
Let's do her a favor. Phone her in.
I tell you, I took all the uppers. You want to hear me rap? I saw the best minds of my generation.
Put her in the car.
Put her in the back seat.
Out of sight. Yeah.
Well, if you've listened to my show over the last couple of months, you've heard that I've been playing a band out of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, called the Fat Dave Crime Wave. So this week, when it came for me to send an album review to Jared Morningstar, I tossed him the album, brand new album called Brothers and Sisters. This is rock and roll from the Fat Dave Crime Wave, and Jared's here to talk about it. And Jared Morningstar, once again, welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Thanks, Howard. Good to be back again.
Brothers and Sisters, this is rock and roll. What do you think of this band?
I'll tell you what, it's a pretty good mix of sound here. I took a look at their MySpace when I was listening to the songs, and there was a quote on their description of their sound saying that it was too heavy to be the blues, but too bluesy to be heavy, or something of that sort. And I think that's a pretty accurate statement. I wouldn't call it so much blues as I would call it Southern boogie, Southern rock and roll. And it's interesting, I didn't see that they were from Edmonton until right after I had finished listening to the songs. And it doesn't really surprise me, because with just as much Southern sound as there is here, you have that same Midwestern-type metal sound that we had with Gunshy, the band we reviewed a couple of weeks ago. And when you take that Midwestern metal, combine it with your ZZ Top style Southern rock, it creates a pretty good sound. And I think that the songs that are posted on there from the Fat Dave Crime Wave sound pretty well, and I think they're pretty enjoyable.
Yeah, I just happened across to myself. I was out surfing around. Actually, I put up a posting during December for bands, and I was looking for bands on MySpace myself, and anyway, I came across the Fat Dave Crime Wave, and I started playing them on my show on Friday nights, and I got quite a nice response from the people in the chat room as far as, you know, who the band was and the songs I was playing, and a couple of them put them up on their MySpace for, you know, as one of their favorites. So, you know, I think it turned out pretty good, and I rather like them. There's a song called If You Came From Downtown. I think that's a pretty good song.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that song because that was also my favorite as well. And of all the songs that I've posted on the MySpace, that's the one that reminded me the most of the blues. So that's hard blues. That's hard rock blues. And it's hard rock blues done pretty well. It doesn't really surprise me that this band has had such good reviews on the show and that people have liked them as much as they have, because there are a lot of good things going on with this band. First of all, the vocalist, I'm not sure of his name, but...
That would be Fat Dave Johnson.
Fat Dave Johnson. Well, Fat Dave Johnson's a pretty good vocalist for this type of music. That's the first thing I noticed about this band right away. Even it's a great metal voice, and yet it's not all scream. There's actually a little bit of singing vocal in there as well, so I think it works really well. And the musicians are tight. I mean, it's a great sound for what they're going. And they have a lot of, as we mentioned before, the metal is obviously there, the heavy metal. The Southern boogie, songs like We Go to Memphis and Any Color You Want remind me of basically harder ZZ Top songs. That's exactly how I would describe them. And then you get songs that are more metal than Southern boogie, like Things Don't Start, People Like You and Me. They're very fast, and they mentioned punk as a type of style that you could use to describe them. If you were going to call them punk at all, those would be the two songs that I would say, just because of the speed, metal speed type song.
Yeah.
If You Came Downtown stands out from the songs they have on it, just because of that really bluesy type sound that they describe themselves as on their MySpace.
Yeah, I realized, and I've noticed, searching around on MySpace, that a lot of these bands, they'll throw in the punk at the end for some reason, and I'm not sure why that is, and I don't see a lot of punk in the Fat Dave Crime Wave, unless, you know, you go towards the lyrics of some of the songs, you know, and if you want to consider that punk, then, you know, I guess. But, you know, I think the punk is actually, well, you know, overused on a lot of these bands.
Well, the term punk as far as rock and roll has bothered me for a while, just because it seems like everybody wants to call themselves punk, and gosh, even if it's just the lyrics with this band, I mean, at least they have the lyrics going for them. Because there are a lot of acts out there, not just in the mainstream either, but even in the underground, there are a lot of bands that throw out that punk word, and it's not punk at all. I mean, there's nothing to it. And I don't know, I guess it's just a personal thing, but with so many bands copying each other in that sound, I mean, to me, I don't know, I guess it's kind of like a chicken or the egg type question, but can you really call it punk if they're copying bands that there are the other bands that are punk, because they're not really rebelling. They're just kind of like, you know, blending in with the sound that's already been established. So, I don't know.
Exactly.
it's a question we can't really answer.
Yeah, I hate labels to begin with bands. You know, they are what they are.
We know all about labels. We know how much labels suck. It's like trying to label Pet Name Crime Wave. I mean, what would you call them? Hard Southern Boogie? Would you call them metal? None of those labels really work here. They're just a pretty good rock and roll band.
Yeah, they're just a hard-working rock and roll band, like I said. And the album they got out now is Brothers and Sisters, This Is Rock and Roll. They're also on a AIDS Benefit compilation on Shack Records entitled The Only Constant Is Change. So they're getting around a little bit, and you know, hats off to these guys.
Glad to know that they're at least on an indie label. I know that some of our listeners are big Artemis Piledriver type fans, and if you haven't heard any of Fat Dave Crime Wave music so far, I would say that their style is pretty similar to Artemis Piledriver. A little bit softer, a little bit less metal, which, you know, to me, I mean, even though I love Artemis Piledriver, you know, I saw them live, so I know how good they are live, and their music is good, too, on the records that they put out. But I actually like this sound a little bit better, and I think that's just my own personal taste. You know, I like the little bit more rock and roll to offset the constant, you know, metal with it. But if you're a fan of that band, I would recommend that you check out these guys, because this is it's a good band, and we need more good rock and roll out there. And it's difficult to market yourself as Southern anything these days. And I'm always glad when I find a band like this that is putting out rock and roll that has that Southern rock type flavor with it, because it's a hard thing to market.
Once again, you know, Canada is delivered, you know, a halfway decent band. Of course, this is a band from early in the 70s, but are you a fan of Rush at all?
You know what? They're all great musicians. I just, the vocals, man. It's the vocals. I just never been able to get into the guy's vocals.
Yeah, Geddy Lee has that effect on a few people, but I just happen to think it fits the music perfectly. But yeah, you know, you're right. They're each individually masters at their craft.
Oh yeah, without question. I think you'd be foolish to try to deny that one.
But anyway, Jared, I appreciate you checking this band out. I just wanted to, you know, over the last couple of months, we've been sending each other bootlegs and albums and MySpace bands. And, you know, I'm just trying to get this music out there, you know, like you are. And I just wanted to give these guys, you know, give them their props for the music they've been putting out. And I just want to let everybody know that the Fat Dave Crime Wave is easily found on MySpace, just MySpace/TheFatDaveCrimeWave. And you can check out their new album called Brothers and Sisters, This Is Rock and Roll. And the Fat Dave Crime Wave is Fat Dave Johnson, and you have John Phillips, Eric Ginn, and Liam Harvey Oswald, and just a great band. And once again, Jared, I appreciate you taking time to review these guys with me.
Well, hey, this is rock and roll indeed, and it was a pleasure.
I just about forgot. Usually we pick out a song.
Yeah, I was about to remind you, we forgot to pick our songs again. We better do that.
Yeah, I'm getting way ahead of myself. I'll let you take the first pick.
Well, then I'm going to make your decision a little bit more difficult, because I'm going to steal the obvious pick for us. I'm going to go with If You Came From Downtown.
Yeah, I was telling you that was one of my favorite songs, too, but that's a good one. And I'm going to play Things Don't Start, which is also on the Brothers and Sisters This Is Rock and Roll album. And just a couple of great songs right there.
Yeah, and that's a good pick, too, because if I go with the If You Came Downtown, that'll give listeners a chance to the bluesy, more Southern style, whereas your song gives them a taste of the metal side of Fat Dave.
Yep, sounds good, Jared. Well, like I said, I look forward to next week's review, which is your choice.
Yes, and I believe we might have to examine the new Those Poor Bastards album called The Plague, the Dark Sergeant Pepper. And I'll give that a spin next week.
I know, you keep telling me it's the Dark Sergeant Pepper, and it sounds good. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Dark Sergeant Pepper it is, and we'll be talking about that next week.
Sounds good, Jared. Next Friday night, then, and you have yourself a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, looking forward to it. You too.
to sleep. I've been in showing around wishfully, in a bin of green, to my room at night alone. I never felt so far from home. Feels further every time. Did I commit this crime? If you came from downtown, you don't need me telling you how to get down. Downtown, you don't need me telling you where to get down. Bat with somber wings. I seen a Chester crown as king. I made a little girl cry, and I did some terrible things. If you came from downtown, you don't need me telling you where to get down. If you came from downtown, you don't need me telling you where to get down.
Called the Fat Dave Crime Wave from their album Brothers and Sisters. This is Rock and Roll. We heard a couple tracks from that. If You Came from Downtown and Things Don't Start. Another great band from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, the Fat Dave Crime Wave. And once again, I want to thank Jared Morningstar for coming on our show every Friday night. We do these MySpace album and bootleg reviews, and we're just trying to keep the music out there as all, and hope you support some of these bands that we play and find some of them to your liking. Right before the review, we heard from a band called Sleep from their 1992 release, Holy Mountain. We heard the track The Druid, and just a great band, Sleep. They're fairly new to me. I've only been jamming their music for the last month or so, and I'm really digging their stuff a lot, so check out more from the band Sleep. I started this last set off with a band called The Cog from their album Artless Ignorance. We heard track number 2, Optic Nerve, and if you want to hear more from Cog, go to MySpace / The Cog Is In Your Head, And like I say, a lot of these bands are easily found in MySpace, so help support bands like these and also podcasts and shows like my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, and you guys keep these shows going. We certainly appreciate that. If you have any comments or questions you want to leave for the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, you can leave them at area code 206-339-8419, and they'll be actually left at section86.com, but they will make their way to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show in a short time, so any questions or comments, we certainly appreciate that. Well, that's about my show for tonight. Appreciate everybody tuning in while you're browsing around the internet, everybody who's hanging out in the chat room, and in the past, people who've been downloading my podcast at section86.com. We appreciate that a lot. You guys keep these shows going, and that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to get music out there and keep it out there to be heard. Keep it out in the minds, you know. It's got to be heard before you know you like it or not, and that's what we're trying to do here at the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, as well as Blake Clayton's monthly podcast at Burns When I Pee. We're just trying to keep the music out there to be heard, and we're doing our part, and that's all we can do, and the rest is up to you guys. And like I said, we certainly appreciate you guys tuning in, hanging out. I'm going to end the show like I do every week. A gentleman named Zane Campbell, he's been a favorite artist of mine over the last couple of years, and I play a lot of his music on my show. The last couple of weeks I've been playing some of his country and more of the bluegrass style. Well, this was recorded at his Mad Buffalo production show he had on about a year or so ago, and this is some crazy stuff. So you want some crazy music, you're going to have it right now. This is Zane Campbell. So you all have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Friday night, 12 a.m. Eastern Time, right here at FlatData.com, and enjoy this Zane Campbell, if you will. Take care, everybody.
Well, old Jackie lived in a tumble-down shack with a beat-up old pickup truck sitting out back. Used to sit on the porch with a jug of lightning. When he started to sing, it was something frightening. He'd go, howie! God almighty, please help, I got the devil in me. Shit, piss, fuck, damn, hell, cunt, cocksucker. Driving into hell in my pickup truck tonight. Well, Jackie used to have a wife till he chopped her up in pieces with a butcher knife. Yeah, Jackie used to have a dog till he killed it and fed it to his hogs. Howie, God almighty, please, if I got the devil in me, I'll shit this fuck damn hell cunt. I'm driving into hell in my pickup truck tonight.
Oh, yeah. The plot coagulates.
Well, before she died, his wife gave him a son. He used to make the boy dance with a double-barrel shotgun. But then one day, Jack woke up blind because his son stuck two ice picks in his eyes. And you could hear old Jack howl way down in the holler as the boy tried his daddy's song on for size. He sang, howie! God almighty, please help, I got the devil in me. Shit, piss, fuck, damn, hell, cunt, cocksucker. Driving into hell in my daddy's pickup truck.
Well, I don't know what to follow songs like that with, but I got them.
I'm going to do one that Connie Irving, it was one of her favorite songs of mine, and I told her once that I was not going to do it anymore, and she was very upset with me because she went to a Baptist college, and you may find out why she liked this song so much, but she was so sad when I told her I wasn't going to do this song anymore that I decided, I said, okay, Connie, I'm going to continue doing it for you, and here it is.
Well, I thought I was doing the right thing. I could almost hear the angels sing. And I gave all my money to a preacher at the church down the road. Now I'm homeless, broke, and carrying a heavy load. Fucked up on Jesus.
Well, my wife ran away with that preacher, and she took the kids. Left me here with nothing, now I'm on the skids. And I'm going through the garbage for my dinner, and that ain't right. One thing for certain, I ain't saying no prayers tonight. Fuck no.
Fuck the bones. Jesus, hold out of my mind. I had a 20-20 vision, but I'm out of well and blind.
Fuck the bones. Jesus,
I was lost. I went down a dead-end road and I crashed into a cross.
Yo, motherfucker, here, listen up now. I won't do it the rap version of
Fucked Up on Jesus.
You know who that was for.
I won't try to do this in town.
They don't think I can write a happy song. This song's gonna prove them wrong.
It ain't all negative. I'm positive of that, even though I always thought negativity
was where it's at. Loudly, hear me, shield me, wield me. Loudly, hear me, shield me, wield me. Oh, Lord, I'll be healed me, shield me, wield me. Oh, I'll be healed, 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 healed. Oh, I'll be healed, 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 healed. Uh-huh.
Happy, 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 happy. Hell yeah! I don't give a shit no more. You don't like it, there's a dog. Gonna do one show, they're all wrong. Gonna be happy forever from now on. Sing it.
I'll be healed, 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 healed. I'll be healed,
talking about me, I'm talking about you, I'm talking about him, talking about her too, talking about us, we and them that's gone, we're all gonna be happy forever from now on. Sing.
I'll be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be Lord, I'll be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, I'll be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed.
Ebonics. I be you, be he, be she, be we be.
Oh, I'll be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed.
Talking about happy, 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 happy. One more time.
I said I'll be you, be healed, be she'll be healed. I'll be you, be healed, be she'll be healed. I said
I be you, be he, be she, be we, be he, be she, be he. I'll be you, be healed, be she'll be healed. Happy, 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 happy.
Zane, reporting for duty. I'm ready to go to Iraq now and jump on one of them roadside bombs. Because I've had it. And I'd rather die for any cause than none.
Their money's coming in, I think.
Through PayPal.
Through okay, say that. PayPal keeps us going. But what if they don't want us to keep going? Is there some other place they could donate to stop us? To stop this thing? What? Okay, call Hezbollah or Hamas or the JDL or Al-Qaeda, and they'll stop us. And I'll see you next week, if you're still alive. Peace.